Our Thursday state track coverage continues on Kick 106.7 from the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks with this state track and field update. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. A pair of long distance races just wrapped up. The girls 3,000 meter class 2A final. Iris Melody of South Central Calhoun comes home 18th after running a time of 11:26:13. And in the 2A boys 3,200 meter final, Jacob Graving of Kemper runs 18th with a time of 10:24:90. That was a personal record for Jacob Graving of Kemper. Upcoming events. Macy Bloom of Kemper will compete in the 2A girls long jump. That will be our final field event for the day. And then the boys 200 meter dash, that'll be coming up here a little before 5 o'clock, scheduled for 4:40, but we are running about 20 minutes behind schedule, give or take a couple minutes here today on this first day of State Track 2023. After that 200 meter dash, we've got a little bit of a gap till the 5:50. Scheduled event. The boys 4x8, Kemper will run there. And then our final events for the day, Carroll Shea Sennard and the girls 100 meter dash around 6:30. 6:45, the 2A boys 100 meter dash, DJ Vanami of Kemper running there. That's where we stand right now. Again, the most recent results, Iris Melody of South Central Calhoun finishes 18th in the 3,000 meter for class 2A girls, and in the 2A boys, 3,200, Jacob Graving runs a personal record time, 10:24:90, en route to an 18th place finish. This state track update has been brought to you by Mackey Motors, Pizza Ranch, Landis of Ralston, Pup in the Tub, and Manning Municipal Utilities. For all state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.